everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Libby.
And a lot going on as we gear up for the Super Bowl. Bum, 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 bum. Can you sing
That's right. Me? Bum, 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 bum. That's about it.
That's about it.
Those are the times that I watch football.
So, of course, the Super Bowl is this weekend, and we know Elvis was a big football fan.
Huge football fan.
Yeah, loved the Cleveland Browns as well as the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's right.
Even had a season tickets for the Memphis Grizzlies.
That's right.
Who were a WFL football team, not exactly the NFL.
Yeah, but, can you believe it?
He was a big football fan, so in honor of Elvis's love of football and the Super Bowl, SiriusXM Elvis Radio is planning a couple of great shows over the weekend, including Elvis Live in Concert in North Carolina as a tribute to the Carolina Panthers.
That's right.
Ooh, also, ooh. Elvis Football Memories, that's airing on Saturday, February 6th at noon.
Those are both Big Jim.
Yes, Big Jim, featuring football stories with Red West, Jerry Schilling, Joe Theismann, Joe Esposito, and others. And another great show, Elvis Presley Denver Fan from Doc Walker, as he shares the story of Elvis Presley's 1970s adopted hometown. A little loose
That's
on
right.
the history there, but Elvis did visit Denver quite a bit.
You'll have and to course, tune in to find out. You'll have to find yes. out what that's about.
And I think you're rooting for Denver as a University of Tennessee
yes,
alumni.
Yes, I'm a Peyton fan. I wouldn't say I'm a Broncos fan, but I'm a Peyton fan. So I'm going to go for Denver.
I'm mixed. They're two both great franchises.
Yeah.
But I'm probably going to lean towards Denver as well because Peyton has been a great steward of the Tennessee legacy.
That's right.
He's a big Elvis fan who's visited here quite a bit. He actually owns part of the Memphis Grizzlies NBA franchise.
Right, which I didn't know that.
And so, I think I'm leaning towards Peyton as well.
Yeah.
The Broncos. So
that's right.
We'll see how it turns out Sunday. But a lot of other things going on. ETA news, Elvis Tribute Artist contests. We've got winners coming in, and also some contests are looking for contestants.
Yes, that's right. The ETA finals aren't until August, but we've already begun qualifying contestants. Some of the 2016 Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest semifinalists who will compete this year are already on the list. There's Londoner Ben Thompson to represent Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Sioux City. Australian Jack Gatto to represent the Parks Elvis Festival. We've got Jeffrey Nick Jr., Tim E. Hendry to represent Indiana's festival, and we've got some veterans too. Ryan Pelton to represent the Pomeroy Sternwheel River Fest, and Pat Dunn to represent the Tweed Tribute to Elvis Festival. And they were finalists last year, so it's really good to get a good mix of veterans and newbies in the mix, and it's always fun to watch the finalists here in Memphis. So you can stay up to date on those contestants and more as they come in at Graceland.com.
Yes, and the Tupelo Elvis Festival not happened yet, so they don't have a winner. That's happening June 2nd through the 5th in Tupelo, where Elvis was born.
That's right.
And if you're interested in exploring the possibility of entering the ETA contest, they are looking for winners. And, of course, the winner always takes home a $5,000 cash prize in Tupelo. And Tupelo has produced a good number of Ultimate ETA contest winners in the past, so it's always a little
bit... If you think you can make it.
Yeah. it is one of the tougher competitions as one of the qualifiers. The deadline to enter is March 27th. You can actually get more information on signing up for the Tupelo Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest or the annual Tupelo Elvis Festival, which is one of my favorites. You can go to Graceland.com for a link to more information.
That's right. Well, we've talked sports. Time to talk politics.
That can be dangerous.
That's right. But we timed it just right with the Iowa caucus winners. The Elvis for President winners are being announced, and they're being announced each month. Campaign winners from November, December, and January are on Graceland.com. And every month we select five winners. And that's going through the election in November.
And what do you get when you win?
It's so cool. I will tell you about it because I want one myself. You get a button, Elvis for President button. You get stickers. You get a huge, awesome campaign kit. And it's really fun. I really want one myself.
Well, I think we can hook you up.
I have a connection.
You do. And the campaign kit really is cool. It's very retro style art, but Elvis running for president in 2016. Something fun we've done over the years during the election cycle.
And he always gets write-in votes.
He does always get write-ins. So you can visit Graceland.com/president to learn more about the campaign and enter to win a campaign kit, which is a must-have, and I think there are some already on eBay, believe it or not.
Oh, boy. Well, 1956, the big year of firsts.
Was a big year. His first album, his first movie, first national television appearance. So we are celebrating the year 1956, which, you know, was Elvis's monumental rise to superstardom
right.
that year. So this week actually marks the 60th anniversary of Elvis's first national television appearance. You can learn more information about that on this week's Graceland blog from our very own Sheena Barnett, who writes the Graceland blog each week.
They're always a ton of information.
Cool. Very, you know, she actually digs through the archives.
Yeah.
So the archive is
very literally.
To find some fun stuff and some, you know, little nuggets of information you may not have known before.
That's right. No matter how big a fan you are, you can always learn more. That's so much fun. Now, this Monday, Graceland was lit up red for women in support of the American Heart Association. King's Castle will be illuminated red all this week at night to raise awareness of the heart disease among women. And it's through Sunday. That's the last day. So you can watch on the Graceland cam if you can't make it in person. And don't forget to wear red tomorrow. That's Friday, which is National Wear Red Day.
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, we've got a great view of Graceland lit up red at night with the brand new Graceland cam. You can go to Graceland.com
to
find a link to this new, it's a new high definition, you know, real-time camera, and it's fascinating to watch it during the day as well.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's always kind of interesting to see people, you know, when they take their selfies in front of the house. And so, you know, we know some of you listening to this podcast look at the Graceland cam quite a bit. So
that's right.
It's always a lot of fun. So a special treat this week to see it lit up in red.
That's right. Well, that's all I have, Kevin.
That's all we've got this week for the Rubberneckin' Podcast. We hope to see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye.